It's time for a Space Monkey post-mortem again. This week it's about the page reminiscing Back to the Future. As the title suggests, this is a page where the future Space Monkey tells a story about his past, which is the future for the other Space Monkey, and is the future that the Space Monkey must stop in order not to become the Space Monkey for the future or something like that. It's all a bit complicated, as it should be with time travel. First of all, I want to just detour a bit and talk about the visuals, and all I can say is two thumbs up. I love this page. I think the inking is great, the layout works, I love the big face close-up that starts the page, and then having the flashback in the background behind the future Space Monkey. I think it's got a nice rhythm to it. It's got the Space Monkey on the horse, and then the silhouette, and then the last frame, which he holds the telescope in a cool way, and it sort of hints in a nice way of the frost giants descending from the skies. So, all in all, very good. One of my favorite pages. Actually, all the pages these recent days have been among my favorites. It's getting cool. But the problem here, which is a problem, I think, in most time travel stories, is that things are getting very complicated, and it's getting very complicated for me, story-wise, to keep track of everything. With the opening up of the polls so that you can decide or suggest what the poll options should be, things are starting to get out of hand, and what I need to do now is, you know, try to tell a reasonable tale of the future which gives the future Space Monkey a good reason to travel back in time, instead of just, you know, buzzing off into the galaxy. Or, you know, why did the Space Monkey choose to travel back in time? It needs to be very thought out. And it also needs to be decided by you guys, because it's you who decide the story. So I need to balance everything very delicately. And the problem I'm encountering with these pages is that I have to compress the storytelling even more than usually, because now it's not just the usual compressed storytelling, it's the Space Monkey telling a tale inside of the compressed storytelling. So I need to get a lot of info every page and a lot of text, but there's not that much room for text, so I need to choose my words very carefully, and I worked a heck of a lot just getting each of the dialogue lines working, and being both somewhat funny and telling enough. I wanted to do a lot more here. I wanted the future Space Monkey to have work as a blacksmith so that I could reference Back to the Future 3, in which Doc Brown worked as a blacksmith. And I wanted to have a more dreamlike look for the flashback, but I had to cut down on all of these things because there's just not enough room. And, well, I think it turned out okay, even though I had to cut stuff out, because it would have been too much, and it works the way it is, and it's really exciting to see all the crazy suggestions for every week to come, and I just hope I can keep track of it all. Thank you. Bye-bye.